to talk now about Kerry College Open Week, and particularly the Apprenticeship Open Evening 2024, which takes place this evening in the Moyle Valley campus from 5 to 8 p.m. We're going to talk about all the sort of things that are happening, the links with business, the links with local industry here in Kerry, and the training that is provided. With me in the marquee here at our outside broadcast position in Moyle Valley is John Hurley, Assistant Manager of Moyle Valley Campus, and Isif Nestor, who is focusing on the Business Support Unit, Assistant Manager as well at Moyle Valley. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining us. This is a great setup here. John, I'll start with you. You've got stands all the way along, a big, long, well-appointed marquee. You're getting ready for a big crowd, hopefully.
Yeah, we are. We've been here, I guess, all week, Jerry. We've had school tours Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we've a couple of tours in this morning. So we've had a lot of the schools of Kerry and across the week looking at the campus. And that always leads in then to our Thursday evening event, which is our, I suppose, pardon the pun, our marquee event.
Yeah.
The Apprenticeship Open Evening. And this year, I think it's our fourth event, or it's fifth event, actually, and it's our biggest one yet. We have 52 employers in here tonight from all over Ireland, the region, and from Kerry. And a lot of these employers are going to be looking to hire, and they're going to be looking to speak to people because they have open positions. Because despite being almost at full employment, Jerry, as you know, we still have a number of sectors that have positions in them that are difficult to fill. And with the rise in apprenticeship, we have a lot of unmet demand still in lots of sectors. So these companies are here to support us, obviously, but they're also here for a reason. They're here to meet people.
Yeah. Yeah, and Isif, can I ask you, is that part of your job here and what you've been developing over the last number of years? There's been a lot of development. There's the trades area and the sort of equipment that we see, and we've seen that you're trying to match up the need of industry with the training that you provide to try and get the people out there who can work, get them trained up, get them into the jobs that are required here in Kerry by the exhibitors that will be here.
Yeah, absolutely, Jerry. Yeah, 100%. I suppose, like, you know, through the Business Support Unit, we've run a number of events here this week, one of which was an event we ran with chambers and different alliances, as we say, around the county. And, like, the focus of that really was on identifying the challenges that they have as business within the county. And obviously, like, you know, a lot of things like the cost of living crisis is coming up, accommodation services and so on, and lots of things like that are coming up as challenges for businesses. But I suppose, like, they're also identifying challenges like, you know, being able to, I suppose, train staff so that they can retain them, and they can maybe bring in staff into the organisation and train them up to work in the roles that they have, you know. So I suppose that's where the Business Support Unit really is, as linked in, and I suppose try to help out local employers. Like in Kerry alone, Jerry, like if you look at the working population, percent of people in Kerry work in organisations that have less than 10 employees. So like we'd refer to them as micro employers. And if you look at even at the full SME sector, there's over 80% of the working population in Kerry work in the SME sector. And the remit really of the Business Support Unit is to focus on skills shortages that are identified by those employers and to help those employers. And we do that through a range of ways, but the main way, I suppose, the main initiative is called the Skills to Advance Initiative. And that's a government-funded initiative to provide, I suppose, free or very heavily subsidised training to SMEs and to the employees of SMEs.
Yeah, because if you don't get the staff, those small micro businesses can't become medium-sized businesses, they can't take advantage of opportunities, they can't grow, they lose out to businesses elsewhere, and that's what you're trying to fill.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, like, again, just come back, if you look at 80% of the employees in Kerry are employed in SMEs, that's a huge economic potential there.
Exactly, yeah,
absolutely. And if you took a lot of that, or took any of that out of the Kerry region, you're really going to hit the economy of the local region very hard.
Very hard, yeah, that's for sure. Just looking at across the areas here, wind turbine maintenance, metal fabrication, electrical, plumbing, agriculture, carpentry and joinery, accounting, motor mechanics, you know, across the whole range of it, hairdressing, stone cutting. Some of the companies involved, John, obviously you've got your Leapers, you've Avonmore Electrical, you've Buckley Agri, Irish Cranes, Mondelez International, which is a big chocolate international company looking for people in the electrical area, Dairy Master, Irish Rail, right across the band here, and TLI in particular, a big company as well. All of those, it's all feeding people into that, and you're working closely with those companies.
We do. We're looking to work with a range of great companies, and that list is growing, of course. You know, I suppose, Jerry, it's about skills. Like, this is the thing. This is the question we have every year, is that there are still skills deficits across all the sectors. And the ETBs and ourselves in Kerry ETB and Kerry College work tirelessly with the business community to address those skills needs.
Yeah.
It's an ongoing ongoing thing, as you know, we're almost at full employment.
Yeah.
There's still skills needs. I suppose, look, the apprenticeship area is a very exciting one. I suppose when you or I were in school, Jerry, apprenticeship was spoken about maybe a bit, but some people just decided you go to college.
And that's it.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Now you've got 73 apprenticeships developed in Ireland. 73. When we were at school going age or whatever, it was probably 25.
Yeah.
And like some of the stuff that's being developed is really exciting. There's robotics and automation, social work, firefighter EMS, paramedic. You can even get your doctorate now using the apprenticeship system. There are two apprenticeships in Ireland where you're graduated at a PhD level.
Yeah.
And people don't know that.
Is that a result, like when the financial crash hit and when we had been at full employment that time, I think there's an element of that sort of training apprenticeship that was allowed to wither or dissipate. It wasn't really focused on by government. Since then, we realised like we have to gear up here fast. We're 10, 14 years on from that now. How further, much further are we down the road in what we have here? And we've seen Kerry College develop over those years and the ETB structure be transformed.
Yeah, we're further along, Jerry, but we've a bit of work to do still. I think it's probably been a bit slower than people would like. I think the big thing we're seeing this year is it's almost at a tipping point. I think there's been a lot of talk about apprenticeship over the last couple of years. Simon Harris, the minister, has been brilliant for us and has really worked to reform the sector. Talk about tertiary degrees, for example, where you start in further education and training and end up at third level. That whole new area is very exciting. He's really pushed as well the whole apprenticeship idea. He himself didn't finish his degree, as you know.
Yeah.
So he's really focused on taking people that don't fit into the traditional third level sector and find a way through for them. The apprenticeship route, Jerry, before I joined Kerry College myself, I had no idea about it.
Yeah.
I'm amazed. I'm now looking at my own son who's only 12 years of age. I know he's an apprenticeship guy.
Yeah.
And to be thinking like that when a lot of parents maybe before weren't,
you're going to think shows what college are you going to go to?
Exactly.
Than
it shows you that people are beginning to think differently about things, and I think that's what these events are all about. We would just say to people, come in tonight, 5 to 8,
who
it's a free event.
Who do you want to come tonight?
We are always getting parents with their kids.
Mm.
It's always that. But we're always also getting school leavers who are looking at the option. And when they come in here, when we meet them at the door on the way out, every single year they're going, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Loads of stereotypes dismissed. Some people think it's all about guys. It's not.
Yeah.
There's so much here. There's been a huge growth in female apprenticeship over the last couple of years. 114% increase in the last 2 years alone, Jerry. So there's a huge amount of change in this area. There's a couple of things as well just to flag to you. Each employer gets 2,000 euros when they take on an apprentice. And Aesop talks there about the challenges of small businesses. A lot of apprenticeship people that hire apprentices are small businesses. So there's great financial supports for them as well. There's a gender bursary as well, which is very interesting, of 2,666 euro. How we came up with that figure, I'm not really sure, but it's for apprentices that go into industries which are very skewed towards one gender.
Yeah,
so like,
either
for example,
all women or all men.
Correct. So there's a 2,666 euro payment for those in addition to the 2,000 euros. So there's a lot of really good incentives for small business as well to move into the apprenticeship space.
Okay. All right. Listen, gentlemen, it's going to be, it's very interesting. It's very exciting, the number of places to go. Issa, final question to you. Who would you like to see come? People who want to retrain as well, is an option open for them to have a look?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and I suppose just to add to what John is saying there, like, we'd also like to see some local employers. You know, if some maybe at the moment they're not engaging with apprenticeship.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe they're not engaging with Kerry College. But like, our business support team will be here this evening to meet people. And we'll also have people from our apprenticeship team. So, I mean, even if there's an employer out there that's looking to rescale or looking to upscale.
Would it be fair to say that if you're putting an ad out there, you're not getting the response back or not getting the quality of person back? You need to do more. You just don't put an ad up there and we can't get anybody. You have to start doing some of the heavy lifting yourself and engage with organisations like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And nights like this, you know, and that's what this night is about. I mean, like last year, you know, we were... I suppose flabbergasted with the response we got to the apprenticeship opening. I mean, we're hoping to have a good crowd here again tonight. So like, the employers that are here have been here for a number of years, they're coming back because they see the potential of this and they see the number of people that are coming through the door and looking for apprenticeships, and it's great to see.
Okay, brilliant. Guys, we're going to leave it there. It's this evening in the Kerry College, Mona Valley, where we are, the campus here, 5 to 8pm. Come along, there is a huge range of activity going on and you'll find out a lot about training and about opportunities in particular, and that is the key word. We're going to be talking more from here in the next hour. We'll be talking about the operations of Kerry College at the Killorglin campus as well. But my thanks to John and to Aesop. If you have a view on that, get in touch. On the way, we'll be getting an insight into the Sinaloan cartel.
Kerry Today, live from the Mona Valley campus of Kerry College as part of their Open Week. Kerry College, building futures.
We're here at, as I said, Kerry College campus in Mona Valley. And up next, we have Enid Carroll, who is campus manager of the Killorglan campus of Kerry College. Enid, good morning to you, and thanks a million for joining me here in our lovely marquee.
Thank you so much for having me.
Very good. Now, tell us a little bit about what happens in Killorglan. And I know there's a lot of focus being put on a new course. Is this nature-based early learning?
Yeah, that's right. So our campus is a specialist skills centre. So we specialise in outdoor education and training. And we have 7 full-time courses running currently. And the newest course coming on board now in September is, as you said, nature-based early learning and care. So we're very excited about that. It's going to equip people with the skills to work in a creche, but we're going beyond that. We want to allow these people to be able to bring outdoor learning and outdoor experiences to young people aged 0 to 6 years old, you know, that creche kind of age range.
Yes.
And just get them involved, get them a little bit more connected to the natural environment, and getting them a little bit more comfortable in that outdoor space as well.
Yeah, and will that be folded into, I suppose, the overall early childhood care courses that are there, a different aspect of it?
Exactly. So it's a bit of a two-pronged idea with this early learning and care. So first and foremost, we want the graduates of this program to feel confident bringing young people into outdoor spaces. But in addition to that, we're going to use the outdoors teaching it at this level. So we're going to be bringing the people who are on this course training to work in creches and in programs outdoors and help them learn their skills and develop their knowledge in an outdoor setting as well. Because we know that the outdoors increases creativity, innovation, freedom,
yeah.
And we want to use that in the educational
there
space.
There are obviously entire models of early learning and early education that's dedicated to outdoors, depending on which country you're in and which model you're going for. So it's bringing a bit of that, I suppose, on board. The people who graduate from this course, would they be able to go on then to, let's say, more developed courses, early childhood care and education at the MTU, for example?
Yeah, and it's actually a fantastic program because there's actually progression routes within our own college here in Kerry College. They can continue on and do the second year, the QQI level 6 with us. And then they have the potential to move on to MTU where they could do a QQI level 7 and a level 8 and get an honours degree in early learning. And
where is the campus in Killorglan?
So Killorglan campus is about 15 minutes outside the town. So a lot of people know us as Capital E, Outdoor Education and Training Centre.
Yeah.
And it was in 2020 that we actually kind of redesignated ourselves and have a new name. But we're just outside. We are in the perfect location for people to train and learn about the outdoors and work in the outdoors.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. Yeah. Glorious.
Absolutely.
And tell me about the other courses available.
So another new course that we actually just started this September is yoga teaching and holistic studies. And we know we there's lots of research coming out, and we ourselves in Ireland have recently kind of really taken on this idea that there's a huge well-being benefits from spending time outdoors. So the yoga teaching and holistic studies course has been designed around this idea that we want to bring people into nature, but we don't necessarily want to bring them always in there for adventurous and high adrenaline things. Sometimes people just want to come outdoors, they want to spend calming and quiet time.
It's not all base jumping.
It is not all base jumping. It's not all paddling down rivers. So this course, in fact, the learners do, they actually complete 2 awards during the yoga teaching and holistic studies course. They get a QQI level 5 in outdoor sport and recreation, and they also complete an iTech level 3 diploma in yoga teaching. So these people can work in the yoga teaching setting, but they can also work, let's say, in a youth work setting where they are bringing young people outside and facilitating well-being experiences for them.
Yeah.
Experiences of connection, experiences of quiet and calm. And that's really what young people need.
But there isn't a village or town in Ireland that doesn't have a yoga class now, as opposed to 15 or 20 years ago. So there's an industry there. There are jobs there.
There's a huge industry. I myself moved to Killorglan, actually, in 2022. And while there's some amazing yoga instructors practicing in the area, it's actually, they are overwhelmed with the demand for this practice. So we hope to add not only to our local environment and providing more access to things like yoga and stand-up paddleboarding and outdoor kind of nature walks and things like that, but also all around the county as well.
Yeah, so look, they've got all the others, you've the outdoor activity instructor, a river safety and rescue course, yeah, mountain skills, which is very important to get people up to that, to try and help people and get, yeah, people out climbing, but also saving people on mountains, a full range of activities there.
Yeah, we have, what's new to us as well is actually evening training and part-time training. So we, for quite some time, have had kind of full-time courses in place, but we've recently launched adapted a physical activity evening training course.
Yeah.
And that is looking at providing access for people with disabilities to outdoor space. It's one of the things that often is quite difficult is making the outdoors all inclusive for all. So this course is actually geared at working with people who are working with all kinds of people, and making whatever activities they do inclusive to all.
Yeah, and you're also going to have, I suppose, the element of another thing that's needed that you think, you know, where do you get them from? Surf instructor and life-saving course, beach, yeah, life-saving course.
Absolutely. And actually, a little bit later, some of our instructors are going to be coming on and talking about, we have our scuba diving course, which is the only course in the country, and you get your PADI qualifications, which allows you to work all over the world.
Yeah.
We have outdoor activity instructor. We have the outdoor activity instructor, which is a one-year course, which gives you a really strong level of personal proficiency, how to care for yourself in the outdoors, and then the advanced outdoor activity instructor, which gives you more qualifications than any other course in the country to go and work in the outdoor adventure activity sector.
Okay, so, and you're going to be here today. It is an open week. You're obviously getting inquiries from people. Who do you want to see contacting ye and asking questions about what you've got to offer?
I actually want to hear from everybody. So sometimes when we say outdoor activities, people purely view the high energy, high adrenaline courses, but that's not, the outdoor sector is any job that happens outdoors under the blue sky. So whether you want to come in at the high adrenaline level or whether you just want to come in at the lowland walking or spending time in nature space, we will have a course that is suited for you. And we will actually be here for the apprentice evening as well with a small display. So if you're here looking at apprenticeships and you might know someone who's interested in some outdoor activities and outdoor education and training, please.
Yeah, and I know there's school classes, and I know a lot of schools end up going to Cap and Lee, come to your campus as well. But it's for those people, but also people who want to change direction. Adult training, adult,
yeah,
education.
We are further education and training. So we are not just for the person coming out of school looking to start a career. We're for people who have been in careers, who want to change direction, or for people who just want to increase their skills within the career they already hold.
Okay. So. All right. Enid, listen, thanks a million for talking to us.
No problem.
Good luck
thanks
with it this evening and for the rest of the open week. That's Enid Carroll there, campus manager at the Killorglin campus of Kerry College, talking about those new courses and that idea that, look, it's not all high-level, high-octane activity and outdoor course. It's a lot of very relaxed, a lot of well-being training as well that takes place. If you have a view on that, if you're interested in it, we want to hear from you on the program. Keep your comments and views coming into us on the show. Lots more on the way from Kerry College, Mona Valley campus on Kerry Today. We're talking about Kerry College, the kind of courses you can get, the kind of careers you can have. We've been talking as well about the Killorglin campus, of course, which is based at Cap and Lee. And I've got two people who are involved there in the sort of instruction, the sort of courses that you can get and the sort of activities you can get involved in. I've got Larkin MacDonald, who is senior instructor at Killorglin campus, and Katie O'Connor, who is an instructor on the scuba diving course. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining us in the program. Larkin, I'll start with you. Tell me a bit about what's changed, I suppose, over the last couple of years at Killorglin, and what it's been like, and the sort of range of activities that people can get involved with.
Good morning, Gerry. I suppose over the last couple of years, some of the major changes for us is that we have learners that we see from the start of their career right through to their graduation, and we see them develop as people and in skills and in life skills.
Yeah, and that, from that point of view, like the activities, and I think Ina talked about it as well, it's not all high octane, high adrenaline stuff. It's a full range now of wellness activities, but just learning how to instruct people, teach people and get involved and bring people outside and to enjoy what you have in Killorglin, what we have all over Kerry. The mountains, the woodlands, the countryside.
Indeed. For many years it was all high octane. It was all ropes and kayaks and boats. And more recently we've looked at being outside and enjoying nature and embracing nature. And I suppose what we call slow adventure from time to time. So paddle boarding, using hammocks and just appreciating the woodland. Yoga, Aina talked about yoga earlier on. You know, using these outdoor experiences and activities and being equipping learners on campus to teach and lead these activities for people outside.
Yeah, and you mentioned paddleboarding there, like one of those things that we're developing on the tourism side of things, which is very important to this county, the need for people to have activities to do, people at all ages of their life, experiential tourism. Paddleboard is a good example of that. If you people who can take people out, it's an added attraction for people to come, that you're not doing the high octane stuff. You don't have to be a young person to come to Kerry and enjoy the outdoors.
Indeed, I suppose it's you could argue it's a paddle sport for older people. It doesn't have to be labelled that way, but you know, kayaking is often seen as high adrenaline, canoeing less so, and paddleboarding is that little bit slower again. And I suppose we have the same in the mountains, where we've got the hill walking at the higher peaks, but there's also that lowland and that trail walking for older
just as enjoyable.
Yes,
just
absolutely.
As enjoyable, that's for sure. Okay, can you tell me about like the scuba course, the only one in Ireland? What sort of attraction is that for people, and how have you been developing it over the last couple of years?
Yes, so it's very unique to Kerry College. It's a 41 week long course that runs down in Castle Gregory with Waterworld Dive Centre, and we develop people's skill set first on an individual basis, and then we start looking at developing that into the professional realm, and getting dive master and their instructor.
So you've got the basic PADI qualifications and PADI course that you would have for people that qualifies them to dive anywhere in the world, but what you're talking about, the upper levels there, is when you're talking about working underwater, is that right?
That's it. First of all, we need to, I suppose, gain experience and gain our own skills first, so that's the start. The first few weeks of that course is looking at developing that, and then as we kind of move on, at the moment our guys are working on their first professional qualification, which is the dive master qualification, and that's the first step in the professional realm of, you know, diving, bringing people out diving, and it won't be long now before they move into their instructor development, and that's where they look at I suppose actually certifying divers.
So training people how to train divers.
Exactly.
Do you think Kerry can become a centre for that?
100%. The diving here in Ireland is spectacular. And we don't tend to have the same big species on a regular basis when we're out and about. But our underwater topography is absolutely spectacular. The colours, the different variety of life that we get here is amazing. The more you look, the more you see. And I think people are only starting to kind of realise just how such an amazing resource is here, and that we can make use of that.
Yeah. Lorcan, what about that? Is that a real opportunity for us here in Kerry, that side of things?
There's so many things we can do and see in Kerry, in relation to, you know, I suppose for all of us, we're used to looking across the Tralee Bay and looking at the mountains, or for us up at campus, we look across Carra Lake. And you know, when people come to see it for the first time, they're awestruck and amazed at how beautiful the area is. And I suppose if we can introduce people to just appreciating what outside looks like, because I think as Irish people, we're very good at travelling abroad to see the world.
Yeah.
But let's start and let's see our own part of the world and experience it that way. And if we can provide people with the vehicles, whether it be underwater, on a paddleboard, walking, on a bike, whatever, you know, we start people out in that exploration, start local and grow from there.
Okay, so what would you say to people who are just wondering about this, to come along this evening to take a look at what you have to do with the sort of courses that are available in Killorglin?
Oh, I would say come along, because you know, you never know what you'll be interested in, whether it be, you know, the outdoor activity instructor or the advanced course, where they are physically looking at what we would have talked about as the high octane sports, and generating leadership roles in them, or you know, you have the yoga and the yoga and the scuba programs, and then there's also the ecology side. So if you have a general interest in nature and would like to expand it that way, that, you know, it's still outdoors, it's learning stuff about nature at the same time and appreciating it at the same time.
We've had all four seasons this morning, the sun is shining now, we had hail half an hour ago and wind. Despite all of that, despite the amount that we give out about the weather, we're kind of fortunate here in Ireland. We don't have the extremes that they have in other countries, which make it more difficult to work, to live, to leisure outdoors. It might rain a lot at times, but you can get involved, you can do things all year round, because you're not dealing with minus 25 or plus 40.
It's true. I suppose we have that expression that there's no such thing as bad weather, it is just bad clothing. And I suppose for us in the Clorgan campus, when our learners come and take part in our activities, we make sure that they're equipped with the right clothing to be in the environment, whether it's on the water, in the water, or on the land. So we make sure that they have the footwear, the rainwear, the kayaking equipment, whatever it needs, that they just to make sure that they can actually learn the activity they're doing and be dressed comfortably and suitably for it.
Katie, what do you think? Is the weather a barrier here or not?
No, absolutely not. Our learners last week were diving up in Port Row in 5 degree water, and everyone managed to get 3 dives in and was happy out and really productive day. I think it's about making sure we're set up to do the activities in Irish conditions.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the situation, that's the opportunity there. So look, do you see things, Lorcan, finally developing, or either of you developing much more in Clorgan over the next number of years?
Oh, absolutely. Like the I suppose the sky is the limit, and I suppose we are looking at the sky as well based on where the campus is located. So maybe we can use that to our advantage, and instead of looking down at the ground, we can look up at the sky as well. But yeah, there's, I suppose, as Enid said earlier, we've 7 courses at the moment and some in development. We just have to, you know, I suppose, keep developing, but keep people coming to campus as well to enjoy the outdoors.
Okay, well, if you want to find out about it, the best place to be is Mona Valley Campus this evening, 5 to 8pm. It's the Open Week Apprenticeship Open Evening. You can also go, of course, to the Kerry College website. There's a special page for Clorgan for the courses that are there. It's kerrycollege.ie. Course locations right across the county and /Clorgan in relation to the number of courses that are there. My thanks to Lorcan and to Katie for talking to us in the programme this morning.